"Hello," said Bill in surprise, looking up from the fourth volume of The Life and Works of Samuel Taylor Coleridge. "Have they finished?"
"Finished what?"
"The pond," said Bill, wondering why he was reading Coleridge on such a fine afternoon. Desperately he tried to think of a good reason. Verifying a quotation, an argument with Antony, that would do. But what quotation?
"Oh, no. They're still at it. Where's Gillingham?"
"The Ancient Mariner. Water, water everywhere." Or was that something else? And where was Gillingham? "Water, water everywhere." "Tony? Oh, he's about somewhere. We're just going down to the village. They aren't finding anything at the pond, are they?"
"No. But they like doing it. Something off their minds when they can say they've done it."
Bill, deep in his book again, looked up and said, "Yes," and went back to it again. He was just getting to the place.
"What's the book?"
said Cayley, coming up to him. Out of the corner of his eye he glanced at the shelf of sermons as he came. Bill saw that glance and wondered. Was there anything there to give away the secret? "I was just looking up a quotation," he drawled. "Tony and I had a bet about it. You know that thing about, water, water everywhere, and, not a drop to drink?" But what on earth, he wondered to himself, were they betting about?
"Nor any drop to drink, to be accurate,"